My name is Jesus Jaramillo. I'm 46. Today's date is December 18th, 2022. Location is San Antonio, Texas. And my interview partner is Mary, my wife. That's it. Okay. My wife.
My name is Maria Jaramillo, but I go by Mary. And I am 45 years old. Today's date is December the 18th, 2022. We are in San Antonio, Texas. And Jesus Jaramillo is my husband.
Okay. So, where were you born?
I was born in Toledo, Ohio, in 1977.
And where did you grow up?
Well, we grew up everywhere because my parents were migrants. So we traveled back and forth from Texas to up north. Anywhere from Florida, Ohio, Michigan, and but when we would go back to Texas, it was always Westlake, Texas, that we ended up, you know, making roots and stuff with my parents
eventually.
And my six siblings.
What was your childhood like?
Well, I was the third eldest from the seven kids, and it was pretty rough. growing up in a home that was very rough, you know, I had very strict parents, and we would
abusive.
Very abusive.
Yeah.
From verbally, mentally, physically. So I never wanted that. I always knew that I never wanted that for my child, if I ever had kids, you know. So that's something that I instilled in myself, that, and I made myself always make that promise to myself and never to do that to my child and bring them into a child, into a home that they know that they were going to be loved and taken care of, you know. So that was my childhood. I didn't play with Barbie dolls, you know, because there was no money for that. So I never had a doll. It was just a rough, you know, childhood.
So. When you say abusive, what do you mean by that?
They would hit us, physically hit us with anything that was in the way. Extension cords, wire hangers, which to this day I'm still.
Can't touch a wire hanger.
Cannot touch a hang wire, and yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
We only have plastic hangers. So, you know, anything that, a belt, a broom, a high heel shoe, you know, anything that was in their way. That was the kind of abuse it was.
Mm.
And we were not allowed to tell anybody. because it was another beating that we were going to get. So.
Did you go to high school? Were you did they allow you to go to high school? Or?
From the time I was 15, I was still not in high school. My mom started taking me out of school before the school year was over. And because she needed to do some hours, they call them, and in order for her to comply with the food stamp program. And so she needed to comply with her, all that. And so I was the one that was completing her hours instead of her. So I had to withdraw from school in order for her to complete the hours. So I had to do, she had to volunteer for Head Start program, and she had to do, I don't really remember how many hours, but I do remember doing at least 3 to 4 times a week, anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. So that was from age 15 all the way to, I think, 17. So I didn't graduate because of an incident that happened to me in high school. I was I was raped by somebody that I thought I could trust, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he manipulated me, and I thought I was in love. I thought it was right, you know. I was only 16 at the time.
He was an adult.
He was 22. And he manipulated me, thinking that, you know, making me think that he loved me and told me all these things, you know, and said, for me to drop out of school, and because that was the only way that he could marry me. That's what he said. And
was he like an employee there or what?
Yeah, he worked as a teacher's aide. And so I ended up, you know, dropping out because I thought we were, you know, everything was going to happen, and didn't happen. He just ghosted me after that.
So he was basically trying to get you out of the picture.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't tell nobody.
Yeah, because the school did find out through my best friend. That day that the incident happened, I went straight to her, and she knew. She knew the moment she saw me. She's like, he fucking did it, right? And I said, no, no. He's like, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, Mary. I know he did. And I just walked away, and I went to the restroom. And at that moment, when she said those words, I knew it was wrong. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I hate him. I hate him for what he did to me. I'll never forgive him. And for so many years, I was so depressed. And nearly killed me. I almost ended my life so many times. But thank God I got the help that I needed, and I fought my way through that darkness for so many years.
I remember.
And I always told you, why are you with me? I always asked that from you. Why are you with me? You don't deserve to be somebody like me. You don't deserve to go through this darkness. Because you were the light and at the end of that tunnel. I want you to always know that. You were my light.
And you're my light, baby.
I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, speaking about me, in a better note, how did you meet me?
It's the best part of my life. I was 18 when I met you. Mm-hmm. We had come to Michigan at that time because they had burned down our house. I want to say less than a year before that I met you. Mm-hmm. So I think it was in October that I met you, of that year, of 96. Mm-hmm. 1996, oh my goodness.
At a casino?
Yeah, at a Eagles Ridge casino restaurant. Mm-hmm. I walked in that day, and the manager, I remember she called you. And I saw you from a distance, and I just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember she said, hey, Jesse, this is Mary. Mary, this is Jesse. And I'm like, oh, hi. But I like the way you say it, though.
Yeah.
I want you to say it.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I remember seeing you walk in with a manager, right? And I was bussing tables. And as soon as I saw you, the first thought that came into my mind was like, she's going to be my wife. And I don't know why, but I hurried up and cleaned the table to get to that spot where, you know,
we met, yeah,
where we met, and I met you there.
But how did you know?
26 years later, we're still together.
And it just took us 2 weeks to fall in love with each other.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a beautiful son named Sunny. I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of the relationship that we have. I'm so overwhelmingly happy when it comes to me and you and Sunny.
Me too.
We fought each other, like, we fought a lot of people to be together.
We did. Nobody wanted us to be together.
No. On both sides.
Yep. I remember.
but we didn't give up in each other. So.
How do you see your life now? Like,
well.
Compared to.
Compared
back then,
to when. Yeah. From the moment from my childhood all the way to the age of 18. It's a blessing. It's a big blessing. I never thought I would have what I have with you. You know, with our family. Mm. The three of us. I never imagined this ever. Because I always thought that's not for somebody like me. That's for somebody that's better than me, you know?
Yeah.
But you made me look at myself very different. You made me feel safe. You made me feel loved. You made me feel all these things that nobody has ever made me feel. And that's why I respect you. And I always thank you every moment that I can. Because I treasure you. You're my winning lottery ticket.
So. And I guess the most important question of all, do you love me?
Yes, I do. I love you with all my heart and soul. You're my soulmate.
I love you too, baby. Thank you for being in my life.
You're welcome. Well, that's part of, now that I want to do you. I want to know about you. Where were you born?
Westlake, Texas.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I got one brother and two sisters. My older sister is like my half sister, but
yeah,
still consider her more of a sister than the other.
Yeah. How was your mom when you were little? How did she treat you?
Well, she treated me like she treated me pretty good, but like growing up, half the time they were never there. They were out. I mean, I get it. You know, they were always working, but like, I kind of grew up myself. I would cook my own foods and I do everything. I do my own laundry. I clean the house by myself.
Yeah,
I do everything.
How old were you?
Around that age,
yeah.
I was about, well, all the way from. Maybe since I was like 12 till like 17, something like that. Yeah.
How old were you when you moved out?
18.
18.
Yeah.
And did you like where you grew up?
Did I like where I grew up?
In the neighborhood?
Yeah, I liked it. There was a lot of, back in the 90s, there was a lot of violence. So, you know, drive-bys and stuff like that around my neighborhood.
Were you scared?
Not really. We're already used to it, you know?
Really?
As long as the bullets didn't shoot the house, your house, you're good.
Were you involved in criminal activity? Sir?
How are you gonna ask me that? I was. I back then, the thing to do was to sell weed and, you know.
Yeah.
So, since I was a freshman.
Really?
Since I was a freshman in high school, that, like, I would go up north and we would take, you know.
Drugs,
you know. Couple pounds, and we'd go work in the cherries and.
Kind of like a disguise.
Yeah. We do that on the side.
Did your parents ever find out?
No.
They didn't know?
No.
Your sisters?
Yeah, they knew. My sister that was with my brother-in-law, the Ruben, he knew because I was working with him, so yeah.
So, but she didn't say anything to your parents?
Nah, she would never say nothing. It's funny because before that, you know how parents give allowances and stuff like that for cutting the grass. Well, I don't know.
Well, I never got an allowance, sir.
Well, I would get my allowance, and I would I'd get my $20 for the week, and then I'd go to the cockfights, and I'd I would bet on the winning ones, and I'd make my $20 into $100, $200, even up to like.
How old were you?
I was like 14, 15, no, 15, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like 15.
And your parents knew about this?
No.
Because they were never there.
Yeah, they were always working, so.
They had no idea.
Yeah, probably not.
Where you were up to.
Nope.
You were the baby of the family?
Yeah, I was.
Were you spoiled?
No, I don't think I was spoiled.
You just were.
I was one of those children that always looked at. You know, your parents are always telling you, "We don't have money. We don't have money. We don't have money." You know.
Right.
So I never asked. I'd only wear like hand-me-downs.
Right.
I would never buy stuff that was like expensive or anything.
Yeah.
I'd go to back there. Oh, there's a little place there in my town called. Dickies.
Yeah.
And we'd go there because it was the cheapest place to go. Yeah. So.
Did you love your parents?
Yes, very much.
Did you resent them for any of the stuff that you were going through by yourself?
No, honestly, not really. I never resented. I never resented them, but towards the end, like when we got together,
right,
they were very different towards me. So they started being kind of like pushing me away.
From them?
Yeah, from them. Yeah.
Do you think it was because of me?
Yeah, I'm thinking they didn't want me to be with you, and that's the part of what we had talked about earlier about.
Right.
There was a lot of people not wanting for us to be together.
Right.
So yeah.
How did you feel when your mom passed away?
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had more love for my mom than my dad, so. I really took it hard. I went into a depression, and one day I was working, and for some reason it's just like I started to look for I work in the oil field, so it's like as a truck driver. Yeah. So I was getting that, you know, doing my work or whatever. But I was so depressed that I was like, I don't know why, it came into my mind, and I'm like started looking for a cable so I could tie it to the railings, you know. And I was gonna well, the good thing is there was no cables there and not cables strong enough to hold me, you know.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the little strings there wouldn't have cut wouldn't have done the job, so yeah. If there was, if there would have been a cable there, I think I wouldn't be here probably.
Did you think of us?
At that point, to be honest, I was so depressed. I was like, I didn't want to think about
anything.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that day.
Yeah. But, yeah, I called, that's when I called you, and I, afterwards, and I said, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what I was thinking, I guess. Like, it was just something at that moment that.
I know when I told your, brother and sister, they were very scared.
Yeah.
They were really worried. She cried. She hugged you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know you would have been very missed, especially, and I would have been heartbroken.
No.
Sunny, too. You mean the world to us.
I know. And you guys mean everything to me. Mm. But when you're in that stage, you're like not thinking about anything. You know?
Yeah. I know, I've been there.
I know.
I know it's hard.
Yeah.
But. You did what 90 or more percent people don't do, and that is reach out.
Yeah.
You know, you did something that most could have never done.
Yeah.
You know? And the same goes for me when I went through that I was almost going to go into a tree,
yeah.
You know, kill myself. And I swerved because I heard Sunny's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I took myself to go get help, you know. So we both did something that not very many could have been strong enough to do.
Yeah.
And we overcome such a heartache, you know. So, we're still here.
Yeah. Kind of glad I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, how about with your dad when he passed away?
I didn't feel the same. I had more, I guess because he would push me away more than her. So, I didn't have any good relationship with him.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know how, I don't know about, if you know, but like there's parents that have their favorites.
Yeah.
You know, and my older sister, but not the oldest one.
The middle. Child from
she was
from
she was,
your dad's
yeah
kids.
They were like inseparable kind of deal,
right?
So he put attention to her kids and everything, and then
right,
and I noticed that they would put us to the side, you know,
right,
not pay attention to my son. And so I kind of like didn't want to have anything to do with him after a while,
right?
But I mean, I'd still go visit him. We'd take him.
Because I made you. Because you didn't want to go half of the time. You were like, nope, I'm not going. And I would say, babe, they're your parents at the end of the day. I have shitty parents too, but it's okay. We still love them at the end of the day.
You still love the guy.
Yeah. I made you, like, at least 75% of the time. I'd force you to go and see him because you didn't want to see him.
That's true.
You're like, nope, I don't want to see him. What for? And I'd be like, don't be like that. Later on, they're going to pass away, and what are you going to do? Damn, I should have gone.
Yeah. Kind of glad you did make me go see him because I kind of didn't want to at that moment, at all those years, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You tend to be like I'm not gonna go where I'm not wanted, kind of deal, you know.
That bad attitude or whatever.
Yeah, but yeah. At the end of the day, it's like,
yeah,
they're still your parents, you know.
Right. So I think my last question for you would be, did you ever see yourself here at this moment? Like all these years, 26 years that we've been together.
Mm-hmm. I know when we got together where I was like, I want to be with her for the rest of my life, you know?
Right.
But I didn't know where it was going to take us, you know, how far or...
Yeah.
And we still got a lot of goals to accomplish.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do this again.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming to do this interview with me and interviewing me.
Mm-hmm.
I know under the circumstances, I think I could have told you a little bit more, but
yeah.
It was just too intense.
Yeah.
You know, but thank you so much, babe. I really appreciate you, everything you do for us, you know, and you're the best husband woman can have. And everybody tells me how lucky I am. And I always tell them, I know.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
And you're the best wife, because I know you take care of me.
Yes.
You take care of me, and you take care of my money.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And that's the best wife to have.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you more.